Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your Lenten daily devotion. And we are up to devotion number 28 of John Pavlovitz's little devotional called Rise. I guess as we kind of head for the home stretch, I'll fill you in on how this is going to end, as if you didn't know the end of the story. But in terms of the devotional, John Pavlovitz has given us devotionals to get through the first week of Easter. So we won't stop on Easter morning, although we'll have a devotion then, but we'll continue on through the Saturday after Easter. And that will conclude our Lenten devotion extended. But we're up to number 28 today, so let's stick there. Stay in the moment. It's a wonderful Saturday today. Just sense God's presence in the clouds and in the wetness and in the wind, in the chill, and eventually in the sun. No pun intended. Our scripture for today from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 through 26. Luke 12, 22 through 26. This is called 21st Century Jesus Advice. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" May God bless our hearing of that word from Jesus today. John Pavlovitz writes, "This morning a friend of mine posted on social media that she didn't get much sleep last night, but, quote, did manage to get in a solid 6 hours of anxiety, unquote." I erupted in laughter because I understood her more than I wish I did. Although I'm usually good for worry at any time of the day, there's something about the darkness that tends to magnify my fears and accelerate the whirlwind in my head. The small concerns cast far larger shadows than they should, and the big things become almost insurmountable. I've always known this wasn't healthy, but I've never considered it immoral. Maybe I should. Thou shalt not worry. That's essentially the message from Jesus to those listening here in this passage, which includes you and me encountering his words right now. He isn't gently suggesting we avoid worry if we can manage it, or that it would be great if we could make an attempt at a quieted mind. It feels as much like a command as any instruction in the Bible, which is actually refreshing to think about worry as a spiritual hazard that Jesus wants us to run from. Not because we'll make God angry if we don't. We can usually do guilt without much encouragement. But because we will be missing the peace that we deserve and are designed to have. Jesus is essentially saying, if God is God, and you are created by and connected to God, you should breathe easy in this life. And if we can believe this is true in the waking light of the morning, that we are held, cared for, and deserving of a joyous exhale, then we should claim it in the dark hours too. Peace is obedience. Amen.